This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're letting me join you in your weekend. Hope it's going well for you. First day of spring. Did you know that? Today is the first day of spring as we move more into closer to summer. Depends on where you live, I guess, as to whether this is really spring weather. I live in the deepest of the deep southern states. The high is going to be 62 today. That's getting pretty close to spring. I think spring is 65, 70, 72 in that range. Now, we're not going to find that up in Fairbanks, Alaska. We've got a lot of listeners up in Fairbanks. You listen to us at WFAR, 660 a.m. in Fairbanks. It may be spring for them because you recall in the last month or two we've talked about weather dipping 17 below zero. Fairbanks today, 36 is the high, 14 is the low. Tomorrow, 35, drop 1 degree to 35. I guess if you live in Fairbanks and used to bundling up all the time, maybe that ain't too bad. Phoenix, 91 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, that's not springtime. San Diego is. You listeners out in the San Diego area, Banning, California, 70 degrees high today, 58 low. That's pretty much spring weather, as it is in Mexico City, if you're going to travel, 74 degrees. Paris, I guess we got to wait till, what's the great song, April in Paris? You got to wait for April to get better weather. It's only 49 degrees in Paris, 39 at night. That's a little nippy to be in Paris. I love Paris, but not with that weather. 84 in Havana. I see the presidency going to Havana this week to renew relationships, so not too bad there. But how about this? Let me give you this. Bangkok, Thailand is 97 degrees. That's not spring. You don't get a spring fever at 97 degrees out in that part of the world. So just share that with you in terms of whether you happen to live. Oh, it's getting more towards spring. I love springtime. Love for the flowers to come out, except for one thing, and that's the hay fever. You get hay fever? I do. I take a nose spray. There's several nose sprays, Flornase, Nasonex, that are not prescription anymore. I take a couple of puffs in the morning, and I take a Zyrtec or a Claritin, something like that, for nasal congestion. I've got to do that because I've been pretty congested for about the last several weeks. It's warmed up down here in the south, so our flowers are coming out earlier, and so we have more that kind of congestion. I carry it into maybe May or June. Then it dies off for me, and then in the fall, it picks back up again when I get all my nasal congestion. So hope you're not having that one downside to the beginning of spring, just to share with you here this morning. Well, politics stays in the news as Donald Trump continues his march. I had dinner last night with some friends. They are friends that are a mix of being Republicans and Democrats, more moderate types, not to the extreme. And we were talking about the whole Donald Trump effect. And, you know, it goes beyond Donald Trump. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, I'm convinced there would be somebody else who would be espousing Trump's message, not be quite as successful. Because the guy's bigger than life, whether you like him or you don't like him. You know, he's got huge, everything's big, and his big jets and his big hotels and his big splash. And that has a great deal of appeal to a lot of middle class, blue collar, working people, primarily white people, who just feel like there's an anger that they want to express. Now, there's not just an anger within the white community. Good guys, African-Americans, Hispanics. There's a lot of anger in this country today. But within the Trump support, I see this very deep-seated anger, and it's something they didn't experience 20 years ago. They didn't have this anger 20 years ago. It's anger at Wall Street for very justifiable reasons of the big ripoffs that took place here just about 10, 15 years ago when Wall Street took so much advantage of the financial markets, caused huge collapse, a lot of people to lose so much, and yet the Wall Street yo-yos that put all this together made off like bandits, keeping their big bonuses, weren't affected at all because you and I as taxpayers bailed them out. So there's obvious anger at Wall Street. There's anger at Muslims, and it's unjustifiable to think that you should tag all Muslims that way. But if you look at most of the terrorists who've entered this country and caused a great deal of damage from 9/11 on forward, it was Muslims who did that kind of thing. So in many circles, there's a lot of anger at Muslim terrorists and in Muslims in general. I mean, Trump has tapped right into that. There's a great deal of anger over these trade deals. You know, free trade was going to be wonderful. That was the Republican establishment mantra. Big business wanted free trade so they could take their goods and sell their goods all over the world or have things made. Have Ford make their automobiles mostly overseas and bring them in to sell for a profit. Apple. I think about the 90 parts that go into an iPhone, about 75 are made overseas. And so that's fine as long as there's something in it for the working class, but they saw their jobs disappear and not having the training, not being computer literate, hard to do so when you're 45 years old, you're out of a job, you got to go back and retool. And most of you older folks know that. It's so much easier. You know, that's why these kids can pick up languages when they're 7, 8, 9, 10 so easily. Pick up a second or third language. They are adaptable. Their young minds are growing, and they can focus on a number of things and stay focused. You get to be older, once you reach 40, 45, 50, it's just harder to adapt and to learn new things. You know, I think I'm a pretty bright guy. I got a law degree, pretty well educated. But when it comes to a lot of the technology, I'm pretty good on using a computer. But when it comes to actually fine-tuning and doing so much that I guess I ought to know, I call my young 16-year-old geek who comes over, young kid comes over and fixes it. What would take me 2 hours, he does in 2 minutes. And so as a consequence, these trade deals have created a great deal of anger to those who've lost their jobs or feel threatened. There's obviously anger at Washington, D.C. We've seen this do-nothing Congress, the obstructionism by the Republicans or the Democrats, just a complete meltdown in terms of what's happening in Washington, D.C. And that's created this whole sense of anger. There's anger at President Obama from day one. There were things, and some of it has to do with race, but a lot of it has to do with his policies. So many policies. You know, do you know that if you want to go to what is considered some liberal, but you look at the pardons the president has issued, President Obama has issued fewer pardons than any president in this last 100 years. He just doesn't pardon anybody. To some people, they say, I want so-and-so to have a second chance. There's anger about that. And I can go right down the line. I said the Republican obstructionist, anger about political correctness. Everything's got to be just so correct. You can't offend anybody. And that's something we didn't sense so much years ago. Anger about the role of big money in campaigns, how these politicians are being bought and sold in Washington and on the state level. That certainly is the case in my home state of Louisiana. There's anger about poisoned water in Flint, Michigan. I mean, how can you build an entire water system often done with oversight of the federal government, the Environmental Protection Agency? Much of the money pouring into these water systems comes from federal funds. Apparently no monitoring where you're poisoning kids. Well, if they're poisoning the water in Flint, Michigan without any federal oversight, are they poisoning my water and your water? I mean, you just don't know. So there's anger about that. There's a whole flow of anger about the immigration situation, about no deportations, and about undocumented immigrants. Out in California, you folks in Van in California out there know well, I mean, Governor Jerry Brown, you get a driver's license if you're an illegal immigrant. Get a driver's license. Get all your benefits out there. That makes a lot of people angry. And you put all that anger together and put it in the mix, and there's plenty of fodder for a Donald Trump to emerge as he is. And it's not just not going to go away. It's just not going to quit. And it could well lead to, I think it's a death lunge that Trump's going to get the nomination. When we come back, I'll tell you why. And maybe elected president of this country, whether you like it or not. We'll come back and talk about it. My website, by the way, where I get a lot of information about what we talk about is www.jimbrownusa.com. Check it out and have some fun. Sign up for my weekly email. We're going to take a coffee break, and we'll be right back with you and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're not going to browbeat this Donald Trump thing. There's so much other things to talk about. I did want to tell you this, though. I saw a poll that came out this last week, a national poll. 65% of Americans say that economic system unfairly favors powerful interests. That's 54% of Republicans say that and 73% of Democrats. And that's one of the things that Trump, who is a he's a gazillionaire, that's what he's tapping into. Tapping into all this anger about these different class distinctions. Much greater today than they were 50 years ago. And so, as a consequence, you can see where a number of people are concerned about the future of the country. Now, can Trump, first of all, is Trump going to get the nomination? I think it's a slam dunk. There is an effort to try to keep Trump from getting the nomination. There's a third-party effort made up of a number of establishment Republicans, very respected, very wealthy Republicans who are trying to raise a lot of money. And their focus is one of two things. First, if they can keep Trump from getting a majority of the elected delegates before he gets to the convention, let's assume he gets only 90% or 95%, then can they go in and on the first vote in both Republican and Democratic conventions, you got to vote for the person you're pledged to. If you ran as a Trump delegate in Ohio, you got to vote for Trump. But once you get through the first vote, then it's all off. You're open. You can vote for anybody you want to. And this Republican leadership is trying to put together an effort to zero in on a cross-section of delegates who they could get to switch on the second ballot to a candidate maybe not even named yet. I don't think they'd go with Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, because he's very incendiary. He's made a lot of senators mad, a lot of the Washington establishment mad. But their theory is they can bring in someone like a Paul Ryan, the popular Speaker of the House, who was on the vice presidential ticket 4 years ago. Maybe Mitt Romney again. The name of Tom Colburn, the former senator from Oklahoma, very respected guy, is being thrown out there. He apparently is part of the Stop Trump group. So can they bring a third-party candidate at the convention who will emerge? I think if you do so, particularly in the case of Trump, who is so incendiary, he would scream foul, bloody murder, it's a fix, and there would be a riot at the convention. I think it would tear the Republican Party apart. Now, there are those who say that may be a good thing so that they just give up and let Trump have the nomination and then he's going to lose to Hillary Clinton. And 4 years from now, they can start all over again with a new direction, a new vision, a new focus on rebuilding the nomination. I don't ever think you never do that. You never kind of give up. But that's what some people are talking about. Then the other alternative, let's assume that Trump gets the nomination. There are a number of Republicans who say not just no, but hell no, they'll never consider voting for Donald Trump, and they would try to organize a third-party candidate. And with the right support and the right money, a third-party candidate may stand toe-to-toe with Trump and with Clinton. That happened the last time when there was a major third-party effort. Went back when Ross Perot ran with Bill Clinton and the first George Bush. Bush was the incumbent president. Clinton won the election with only about 42%, and many people feel like Ross Perot's candidacy was the catalyst to let him win that election. So will a lot of key Republicans, in an effort to stop Trump, abandon the party and go with a third-party candidate? One name has been mentioned is Michael Bloomberg, although there have been press reports that he's ruled out, that he's a former pop three-term mayor of New York City. He is worth probably five times what Donald Trump is worth. I think $37 billion was the last figure I had. Owns Bloomberg News, very popular guy up in the New York area on the East Coast. His advisors, I saw read recently, that you got to begin about right now. If you don't start right now, you can't garner the various petitions and do all that's necessary to get on the ballots in all 50 states. So if they don't get cracking right away, there's no way they're going to derail Donald Trump or at least get a third-party candidate in there that can undermine Trump's campaign. So what you have is all this anger, and when it comes down to how Trump could, is there a path for Donald Trump to win? I say yes, there is. There is. The fight is going to be in the Midwest. Trump's going to carry the South. The Democrat looks like Hillary Clinton's going to carry most of the East Coast and the West Coast. And so the big battle is going to be among those 18 states that primarily have been in Democratic hands since about 1992. And they're the key Midwestern states. They're Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, and Iowa. Those key states that have a huge white-collar vote, who have a huge dissatisfied vote, who feel like that Republicans and Democrats alike have let them down. Not the entire state, but there's a certain solid middle class, primarily white, blue-collar type workers who've lost their jobs or feel like they're just disaffected. The parties have left them. And that's the focus that the Trump campaign will take if he gets the nomination. So, and the incendiary, you know, some people say, well, he's got to tone down the rhetoric. I think the feeling is amongst the pros is, no, he's got to keep it up. I mean, Steve Schmidt is a fellow who works with my daughter, good at Campbell Brown up in New York on TV, a Republican operative. And here's what he says. He says, to be successful as a Republican candidate in this day and age, you have to be the equivalent of a neutron bomb. Trump is a neutron bomb. Donald Trump has been disruptive in the way that Uber has been disruptive to the taxi industry. Pretty good analogy. So, in any event, you're going to have to be disruptive, which Trump has been. He says a lot of things that most candidates would be undermined by, but he's trying to, again, tap into this anti-establishment anger. And so he's banking on the fact that some calmer, more traditional Republicans are just not going to hold their nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. They're just not going to do that. They're not going to be happy with Trump, and they feel at least he'll have a Republican flow that will be running Washington, D.C., and they very reluctantly are going to vote for Trump. So I'm just giving you that focus here, if I can, a little bit. By the way, David Duke entered the race, and why I mentioned Duke is the fact that, talk about someone incendiary. He's from my home state of Louisiana. You know, when I ran for the commissioner of insurance in Louisiana back in 1991, David Duke ran for governor. He'd had a very colorful history within the Ku Klux Klan, said he was no longer involved in the Ku Klux Klan when he ran. Ran for governor in a very incendiary race. And I'll tell you what, here I'm not a minor candidate. I'm a statewide candidate, but I'm running on the ticket. I'd often been in these programs with all the candidates for governor and the other statewide officials. And, boy, you talk about a knockdown Donnybrook. I mean, Duke could really incinerate the crowd, generate enthusiasm from the crowd, a huge protest in the crowd. I just stand on the sidelines and watch in amazement as this same tension, a lot of what you see in Donald Trump. Now, Trump's disavowed David Duke. I'm not tying Trump to David Duke. I'm just saying that kind of emotion I saw in the Duke campaign back in 1991, long, long time ago. We're going to take a pause right now. I want to come back and talk about average. What's it like to be average? Are you average? I've got an author from Harvard University who says, no, nobody's average, and we shouldn't peg people as average. We'll come back and talk about it. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, a little sports note to you. We're going to talk, by the way, at the top of the next hour with legendary basketball coach Dale Brown. March Madness is going on, all the basketball brackets you've got. But there's a lot of criticism about the money being made by the NCAA, the National College Athletic Association, and the fact that they bring in more money than the NFL does, football. Can you believe that? They bring in more money than the NFL does. And yet the players aren't paid a penny. You know, they get a scholarship. And is that enough? Some people say there should be a stipend given to these kids. And then what happens, they kind of market these kids. There's a lawsuit going on where a basketball player out at UCLA, he plays in the pros a year or two. Then he's out on his own, and there's a video game using his image in a video game. Of course, he doesn't benefit at all. The NCAA says, oh, no, that's our prerogative. You can't make a penny as a kid. And there's a balance. I don't think these kids should be able to sign autographs and make all this money. That could lead to a great deal of abuse. What I do think is reasonable is to have some kind of a stipend with all the money in college sports, just to be able to have a little gas money, be able to go out on a date and go to the movies, buy some popcorn and something of the show. I'm talking about $250, $300 a month just to cover all the incidental expenses. They're very strict on that kind of thing. I had an athletic scholarship to the University of North Carolina. I've talked about that in the show before, up at Chapel Hill. Back then, it was a little looser. I didn't get an outright grant of money, but I was given so much a month for room and board for laundry. I think I got about $90 or $100 a month for laundry. This is back in 1961, 62, 63. Well, I didn't spend, you know, if I wanted to wash my clothes, I went up to the washateria and put a quarter in the machine, had enough clothes to get me through 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. So that extra laundry money allowed me to put some gas in my car and take my date to the show and a cup of coffee or something like that, an occasional meal. Didn't live high off the hog, but there was a little flexibility there. I was given an allowance for books. Well, I didn't buy brand new books. I bought the used books like most college kids do. So this is a whole focus of the NCAA. We're going to talk about it here in the next top of the next hour, again, with legendary basketball coach Dale Brown, who's been very critical of the NCAA. And by the way, some other sports news that aren't directly related to the NCAA, but there was a hearing last week in Congress, and appearing at the hearing was the NFL's senior vice president, Jeff Miller. He's the senior vice president for health and safety. And he was asked by Representative Janice Garowski of Illinois if there is a connection between football and this CT, this chronic traumatic brain damage that we've heard so much about. And he says the answer to the question is certainly yes, there is a direct connection. Now, they say in the NFL they're working on it by developing new helmets. And by the way, I've been reading about these helmets. The theory seems to be now is you don't want that real solid plastic on the outside. That engenders neck trauma and brain trauma. You want to have a soft spongy material on the outside of your helmet. So there's some give. Now, I know inside the helmet you're padded, but the outside's not. It's a very hard surface. You know, notice that? And the new theory is let's make them very giveable so if you hit somebody in the head, there's an outside cushion as well as an inside cushion, which makes some common sense. I mean, it sounds in theory like it makes sense, but it brings up again the what happens in football when these headbutts are allowed. There is so much violence in football today. I think there's no reason. If the quarterback doesn't have the ball, he should never be touched. He's completely blindsided. His focus is on the receiver. He is open to serious, serious injury. And I think to allow anything outside of a hit below, say, the chest to the quarterback is just outrageous and wrong. Now, some people are out there listening, oh, we want blood. Go for it. We love all that blood and guts. Well, we injure these people for the rest of their lives. Let me give you an interesting story, by the way. We broadcast from down in New Orleans often. Happen to know Archie Manning, who was the great quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, his two sons are two giants in professional football, Archie Manning, rather Peyton Manning, who won his second Super Bowl ring in the Super Bowl this year, playing for the Denver Broncos. And his brother, Eli Manning, with the New York Giants quarterback, who, again, has two Super Bowl rings. Archie Manning would not let his kids play tackle football until they were in high school in the ninth grade. They had to play tag football. Now, their father is one of the all-time great quarterbacks, but the father says, no, I'm not going to subject you to some kind of injury, particularly a brain injury, at that young age. You can't play football until high school. So that's commendable, I think, for Archie Manning. But, I mean, it shows you the concern and the damage to where the senior vice president for the NFL for health and safety says, yes, no doubt about the fact. CTE, which is the terrible chronic traumatic head injuries, are directly related to getting hit in football. I was a huge fan, you Chicago listeners up there, of Jim McMahon, the great quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And I read an article here maybe 2 months ago that McMahon's wife, Jim McMahon's about 54 years old. His wife cannot let him leave the house by himself because although he sounds pretty normal when he leaves the house, he can't find his way back home because of the traumatic injuries. He had, I think he said, 12 concussions that he knew about. But you see, many of the concussions you don't even know about. and McMahon can't even find his way back home. The average life expectancy of an NFL football player, I think I read, was 64 years old. And these brain injuries have a lot to do with it. They're even getting concerned in soccer now to where the headbutting of the ball, you know, where you take and you hit the ball with your head. I've got a little granddaughter, 13-year-old granddaughter, who's an outstanding soccer player over in Texas in the Houston area. Outstanding soccer player. She's tough. She's mean on that field, and she headbutts a good bit, you know, when the ball comes up. And recent studies say that can cause some long-term brain problems. So, in any event, I just want to tell you, I'm glad the NFL is making that admission, because the violence that takes place, and it's not just in football. I read this story last week in the NBA. Listen to this. The NBA is reviewing whether the act of jumping on a player's back to intentionally foul him should be interpreted as a flagrant foul. You know, guy's going for the basket. Some big 280, 300-pound, 7-foot center jumps on his back, grabs his arms, and he comes crashing to the ground. That's not as currently considered an intentional foul. It's not an intentional foul. So the NBA sent out a memo that the act will is under consideration. That'll be ruled as a flagrant foul, which means, you know, you get two shots plus you get the ball. You don't give the ball to the other team. Well, of course, that's a flagrant foul when you take and purposely crash on a player to keep him from scoring, but you do it by bringing your whole body weight down him. That's not a flagrant foul. Of course, it's a flagrant foul. And so, you know, I love sports as much as any of you listeners out there. I watch the NFL. I'm already getting anxious for the season. I love baseball. I'm a big Yankees fan. I shouldn't say that in the air because a lot of people hate them. They make it almost a mantra of hating the Yankees. But I'd like to see Alex Rodriguez make his comeback. I did not condone his drug use at all. And I guess I wouldn't have been hugely upset. Huge, Donald Trump, huge upset if they'd banned him from baseball. But they didn't. I just like the idea that he's 41 years old now, and he's making this a great comeback. In any event, I just share those thoughts with you about sport. Jumping on the back, of course, is a flagrant foul. Helmets, you got to really crack the whip on these direct hits with helmets and redesign the helmets to protect your kids and your grandkids and my family who are not going to play in the NFL, but emulate these players, follow their leads. We've got to do more protection. We don't need all these concussion injuries. And it's obvious that there is a lot of these injuries taking place. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution?
I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we talk about education a good bit in this program. There is an article in the New York Times this past week. Actually, it was a commentary, editorial, saying that charter schools often can be way too tough on children, that they are too strict, and that they shouldn't be quite so strict, that they're just doing some terrible things. They're making kids wear uniforms. They're making kids stand up to attention and walk in single file in the hallway. Just terrible how the New York Times says we're abusing these children. And so in the Wall Street Journal this past Tuesday, there was rebuttal to that Times article written by a lady named Eva Moskowitz. I don't know her personally, but I know the work she's done. She's founder of a group called Success Academy. They're charter schools up in New York City. They got 34 charter schools. Interesting, the results for her kids. Well, let me tell you what they do so you can see how these kids are being abused. Here's how these kids, according to the New York Times, are being abused. They wear uniforms. The young men wear a white shirt and a tie, short sleeve shirt is hot and a tie. The girls wear a white blouse and a dark skirt. They have to wear uniforms so that no one's wearing fancy clothes. There's some kind of class distinctions at that age. When the teacher comes in, first of all, the kids are all in the class when class starts. You're not tardy. You don't come in if class has started. You go to the principal's office. You don't come in. When the teacher walks in, all the kids stand up and say, "Good morning, Miss Johnson," or "Good morning, Mr. Jones." And he says, "Good morning," back, and they get off to that kind of beginning. The kids' eyes, they insist on this, that when the teacher is talking or walking across the hall to make a point up to the bulletin board, your eyes stay on the teacher. You pay attention. You follow with your eyes. And if a child has a difficult time really paying attention, they put that child up in the front row so that they specifically paying attention. when class is over, the teacher leaves and the kids get up and in single file they walk out and they move on then in lines to their next classroom. That apparently is considered abuse of these charter schools. Let me tell you the results of these charter schools. These kids, the charter schools are about 90% African American, maybe 5% Asian Americans. Their testing is way above the norm. In fact, there is a charter school. There was room above a public school in the same building. There's the public school in the first three floors and the charter school in the upper three floors. And so their kids all from the same neighborhood. Their kids that started out the same, and the kids in the charter school in New York City test clear off the map compared to the kids in the public school. They are up in the 85% centile when it comes to math and English, where the kids in the public schools are down around 25%. There are waiting lists that are very dramatic, for example, to show you what parents think about the charter schools. There's a similar, in one network of schools, a couple of the schools right there, there's 1,000 spots, 1,000 places for these kids. Last year there were 21,000 applications for the 1,000 spot. In another school, a bigger school, they have 2,300 spots, 23,000 applications for those 2,300 spots. One in 10 they're able to take. There is so much interest. And for good reason. These are deeply concerned parents who want their kids to be disciplined, who want their kids to be focused, who want their kids to get a first-rate education, and they are deeply concerned and they pay attention. It's my understanding that these teachers often do home visits, that once or twice a year will go into the home to see what kind of environment the child is experiencing, so they can, you know, understand better any disciplinary problems or learning disabilities or motivations. Is there the proper motivation at home? And so it's very hands-on, it's dramatically successful, and yet the New York Times says you're just being way too strict on those children. I wish that strictness were in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and in school systems across the state. You know, I'm a big believer. Now, one of the keys that by the way, in this concept, not just in the success academies for your listeners up in New York City, but in successful charter schools, and let me tell you, I know that all charter schools are not successful. There are some that are put together by local groups, and they don't really haven't had the background, don't know what they're doing. They want to think they're doing right, but they don't know how to hire good teachers, and they just don't have the background. You just can't, you know, look, I can't, I'm just a dumb lawyer. I can't go open up a mechanic shop to work in your car. Maybe I could if I had the right tools and training. I can't fill out your income tax forms. I'm not a CPA. You give me a year or two, and I probably can do so. You know, I've got the innate ability to learn these trades, but I don't know a lot of trades. So, well, it's the same thing with charter schools. You just can't say, be a teacher and say, I'm going to jump up and start a charter school. The logistics, the funding, the location, getting the lights turned on, getting all the permits. You know, there's a whole network of things you have to do if you're going to start a charter school in the first place. So what I'm saying is, I understand that there are some failures within the charter school system or some mediocre charter schools. That's going to happen in anything you try to do. But the point I'm making is, I think the key to successful charter schools is the principal. And we don't back up our principals. I don't care where you're listening to me right now, from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Banning, California, to Atlantic City, New Jersey. We rarely give the principals the support they need. First of all, you know what? Here's my analogy, and I wrote a column about it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. I wrote it here about 3 weeks ago. And I said, we ought to approach our principals just like we do the football coaches. We don't layer the football coach at any of our universities with the bureaucracy we do with principals in schools. You've got a state education superintendent and a state board that oversees the state. And then you got a school boards and you've got committees that oversee the school boards. And we layer upon layer upon layer. Here's what I say. interview your principal, say, we're going to give you this job. We're going to sign maybe a 2-year contract. Maybe we'll give you a 3-year contract. We're going to pay you well. But just like the football coach, we want results. We want results. And we want you to give a stage report showing your progress and what you're getting in. We want a disciplined school. We want a strict disciplinary school. But we want results. We want you to be very hands-on. I gave an example. I can't think of the lady's name. She's a principal up in, I think, Jennings, Missouri. Happens to be a public school. She is just so hands-on. She knows everything about every teacher. She's sat down with every teacher. She's hired every teacher. When the classroom takes a break and the kids are out in the hallways, she's not in her office. When that bell rings, she's out in the hallways. Hey, Johnny, how you doing? How'd you do in algebra today? Hey, Billy, is spring break's coming up. What y'all going to do? Hey, did you get your homework done yesterday, Sarah? She's interrelating with these kids. She often goes out and serves as the crossing guard because you know how all the mamas and the dads, whoever's picking up the child, is waiting there at the crossing for the kids to cross over the street. She wants to talk to the parents. Hey, we had a great day. Who's your son? Is Bill your son? Oh, he's a great kid. He's doing very, very well with us. Be sure he does his homework at night. The principal is the focus to make that kind of thing work. And yet so often we just promote a principal from within just through seniority. You've been there long enough, maybe you get to be a principal. That's not the way. You don't promote within to become the Alabama football coach who won the national championship last year. You get the very best, you pay them well, and then you expect results. We want to see results. And that's what happens in sports, and it ought to happen in education the same way. We want results. We'll lay out a focused goal for the school as a whole, for classrooms, for individual kids. We know all kids are not the same, so we may have to set different priorities for different children. But we're going to give a benchmark, and if we don't reach that benchmark, then we may give you a little flexibility, but we're going to find out why. You follow me? We just don't do that in so much of our educational system. And in Success Academy in New York City, they do that, and the New York Times has the audacity to criticize them because they're too strict. The results are unbelievable. The waiting lines for every one kid, 10, 15, 20 kids in line to get that one spot. Parents are begging to get in the charter schools, but the New York Times says they're way too strict. If you want to see what's wrong with education, you can see that right in that analysis, that criticism that makes it work, that stops it from working very, very well. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Going to take some top-of-the-hour news. Be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.